We are continuing on the list of leniencies that apply to Demai. Remember, Demai is only Chayiv in the Hafrashas Midirabbanan. And on top of that, most Amaratzim actually take the Hafrashas, but it's referred to the Miyut, the minority that don't. So therefore we're going to have other leniencies, which are as follows. HaDemai, if you have Demai, you can use it and be Ma'arvin Bo, use it for making Erev. So there's two kinds of Erevin. There's an Erev Chatzerus, which is if you want to carry an Erev Tchumen. Two kinds of Erevin. It means both those things. Erev Chatzerus is, in the way that their house used to be built, you had like a kind of like a cul-de-sac, and then the houses like were all around the cul-de-sac. And essentially, they didn't really have front yards or backyards. They had a shared front yard or backyard called like the Chatzer in the front that everyone used. And they didn't have running water in the house. So they had like the oven out there, and they had like the storage out there, and everything else. You know, the yard, the collective yard called the chatzer. They shared. So that's like a quasi public domain, as much as like it's not privately mine, it's also yours. So we have to make an eruv, and it's called the eruv chatzeros. And when we talk about eruvin, usually what we're referring to is like the poles and the sticks outside, you know, and the strings. But the truth is, there has to be the same angle here. There has to be a central food repository where we're partaking in that food. I don't know. Someone told me Rav Soloveitchik had it here in Beit Shemesh Aleph. Ramah Beit Shemesh Aleph. Rav Soloveitchik has it. But like, I know, like in Chutz La'aretz, there's a food. Usually it's matzah since last Pesach. That's what usually it is. They sit around. But like, I know, like many or most shuls have like boxes of matzah in like the Aron Kodesh, and like keep or on the side and there, and they or wherever they keep it, and they keep it like that's the air of. The chatzer is the food angle, which combines the community. They can walk around there. There has to be some collective food somewhere. Usually the shul provides that service. In any case, the point is, you could use the mai as the food in your erev chatzer. So us five in the cul-de-sac can like say, okay, like the matzahs are, like the mai food is at my house, and if you want to come get it, you can come get it. And like that's how we are now. We combine the reshus, because it's a shared area, because we all need to have equal access to get to the food that we're sharing. Okay? The halacha food that we're sharing. That's the idea. Not just poles and sticks, but also like a food that unites us. So that's, you could use demai, and the chiddush is, of course, the normal demai is not edible to regular people. So here we're letting it. Either the different svaras brought down. The Yerushalmi svara seems to be that like it's only the Rabbanan, and they're make and Erev Chatzeres is just the Rabbanan, so like we're make the issur of eating demai is only the Rabbanan, because most demai is already tithe, so we're like being makel with this. The Babli's svara seems to be, it's in Shabbos there, Chaf Gimel, I think, that anyone could make themselves poor if they wanted to. And remember, we said demai is edible by a poor person. So since a person can make themselves poor when they want to, really it's not inedible food. Because conceivably, a person could be mafkers, the chasm, go eat the food, so therefore it's edible. Fine. That's erev chatzeros. Then there's also erev tchumen, which is, if you remember, that you can only move 2,000 amos in any direction from your makom shvisa, like home base. So usually that in a city, that's basically a border of 2,000 amos around the perimeter of the whole city. But if you're sitting out in the middle of nowhere, so you're that's the point, the middle of like it's really a square, okay? A square that each side of it is 2,000 amos. But I'm not talking about that now. Could be it's a circle. Anyways, I don't get to that. So the point is, I don't get to that at all. The Pashas is actually Bemis, it's probably a circle with a radius, with a radius of 2,000 times the square root of 2, almost. Forget it. I guess it doesn't matter. All irrelevant. The point is, circle wherever air tchum, yes, there's a circle that goes around the square, and it's if you have a square of side 2,000 almost, then the corner is farther, obviously. It's like Pythagorean theorem. You got a triangle, it's a hypotenuse, and then that will be the radius of the circle. But anyways, totally off the topic. Point is that if you have, you can relocate your makom shvisa, your like home base, to being somewhere else than where you're actually starting in Shalom. So you could say, oh, like you can figure, listen, I want to go to your yeshuv for Kiddush on Shabbos, and I'm in my yeshuv, and the problem is our yeshuvim are 3,000 amos apart, so I won't be able to get to you. This is 1,000 amos out of town. What I could do is I could set up a picnic basket, essentially, of a meal out there, like halfway between the two, like 1,500 amos between each, right in the middle there. And therefore, I have 2,000 amos in each direction from my picnic basket, which is considered to be my new home for Shabbos. and therefore I'll be able to unite the two areas, and now both areas are inside my Erev Techumen, and I can go from me to you. That's the idea. So the point is, you have to have food there to make a meal, and if you use normally inedible food, that won't work, because that's your food for Shabbos, at least potentially. But here at Dama, you could use, again, the same Svara. It's only their abundance, therefore they're a makel, or you can eat it if you want to by making yourself poor. Fine, so all those things you could use Dama. Also, Mishtatfenbo. This is referring to Shitufei Mavos, which means like Shituf is a partnership, and a Mavui is the way they had like the urban planning was. You have like all the Chatzeros, the little cul-de-sacs that we're living on, are like connected by like a central alleyway. Of like the main artery of the city, so there's like an alleyway that's just like closed off the traffic. It's not like it doesn't have like a freeway running through it that connects all the cul-de-sacs. You know, it's like an alleyway with like cul-de-sacs off like that. So the point is, again, the alleyway isn't really a public domain because there's no through traffic. It's not a big place, not with a lot of people. Notwithstanding, it's like seems kind of quasi-public because like everyone, all the people you don't even know from other chaseros down the street are using it. So again, you need to have somehow, again, you have to put the pole in the stick for the koro or the lechi, and or the lechi. But the point is you need to have food also. And the food is called, when it comes to a mavli, it's called shitufim mavos. It's like the sheet of the food that connects it. So again, you can use the demai for the same exact svaras as the erev chaseros. Okay. Umavarchan alav, you can make a bracha on demai. Okay? Now, make it bracha on demai. The chiddush, of course, is, let's say, benching on it afterwards. The pashas, let's talk about that for a second. But it could be bracha rishona also. Both. You make a bracha on it, even though really, essentially, you're not supposed to eat it, that we'll make it when it comes to derabanan here. Again, and once you're, let's talk about the b'di'evid. I'm against the lechachila. B'di'evid, you, after you've eaten it, you make a bracha, you bench on it, because you ate it, so you benefited from it, and it wasn't really asr to you because only asr to rabbanan, it's samach on rov. Fine. Interestingly, I should point out to you that everyone knows the halacha. I don't know. I think people know the halacha is if you eat something that's not, it's asr, you can't make a bracha on it, which would include the mai, right? That's the halacha. But it's actually not so pasha in the Rishonim. Many, and if you're going to eat bacon for breakfast, so the halacha is you don't make a bracha on the shalak on the bacon, okay? However, the Ravid learned and the Rosh learned that you should make a bracha on the bacon. So, because you're eating it, make a bracha on the bacon. But you shouldn't be eating it, but once you're eating it, you have to make a bracha on it. Right?
Does that matter whether the person has made it or he's doing it because
of if he's nothing then eating? Then everyone agrees he makes a bracha, because now it's heter, not asr to him.
He makes a shekel?
Yeah, well, it's not, it's, now you have to chiv to eat it. If you're going to starve, you have to chiv to eat it. What's the question?
Oh, that's a good point. What if you're
If you're mitzvah, if you have to eat it, then it's not asr to you anymore. The halach permits it to you, so now of course you make a bracha. Right? Anything, you're dying. It's so mitzvahs, you have to eat it. What do you want from me, right?
Yes,
so obviously they have that. You're not allowed to die. You have to eat it. You're not allowed to not eat it. I'm talking when you opt to eat bacon. Right, that's different, obviously. So the halach is, you don't make a bracha because it's not good for you. That's how we paskin. But I'm telling you, the Ravid and the Rosh both learn that, and the Rosh is serious, right? The Rosh is one of the big paskin. That you make a bracha. When you're eating it, so now you make a bracha. A bracha rishona is on the hanas agaron. It's like on the enjoying to get out of your mouth. Like it tastes good, so then you make a bracha. You have to thank Hashem for that. You're a bad person for other reasons, but at least thank Hashem for that. Anyway, so that could be also an issue here. But either way, point is, demai for sure is supposed to make a bracha, even for sure according to them, because it's not even so bad as an isser, it's not bacon. But even according to those who say it's not, you would normally not make a bracha on bacon, here they let, because it's only durabonin, and it's much less lenient, because most demai is actually good. And mutzer to eat, it's not really necessarily treif, you're just afraid of it being treif. Okay, umezamen alav, the same story, you can make a zimun on it. Again, lechachila, you should not make a zimun on it, you're not supposed to eat it, but b'di'evad, if you ate it, then you make a zimun to bench. Umafrishna so arum, you can be mafrish your hafrashas, that means like say the meiser and the shumas meiser, the meiser sheni. You can do that stuff from your demai, even if you're naked. What does that mean? That means because you can't make a bracha when you're naked, right? So there's not a problem over here because there's no bracha to be made. Fine. And also banish mashas, like we've done banish mashas. This is actually we've seen explicitly in Shabbos, second parak of Shabbos, to take hafrashas from things looks like tikkun. It looks like you're fixing up a vessel because now it's edible from inedible, so the rabbis forbade taking hafrashas on Shabbos proper. But benish mashas, when it's a suffix, if it's yes or if it's no, so since it's also a suffix on top of this, if it needs to be taken or not taken, you have two sphagas and it's the rabbanon, so they're makel, and you could be mafresh take off your truma, trumas meiser, beikar, and everything else from your demai, even those banished mashes. Fine. Let's pause there. We're over, right? Yeah, I figured. And we'll pick up the other half tomorrow. Fine. We had said that there are certain leniencies when it comes to demai. So this is the last of them. Normally when it comes to regular tevel, you have to take the hafrashas in a proper order. Truma, the Meiser Sheni. And if you do it out of order, then if you take the Meiser Sheni before the Meiser, let's say, so then you've done the Pashas, you've Mevatel Mitzvahs Aseh, but either way, you no longer can do the Vidui Meisters. Remember, there's a thing you say at the end, you say, I did it just like you told me to do it. And you can't say that when you do the Vidui at the end with the Biur if you didn't take things in proper order. That's like a violation of how Hashem told you to do it. So the point is, that's the regular tevel. But when it comes to demai, we're going to be lenient and say, since it's probably okay anyways, we'll rely on a person if he does it out of order, no big deal. So it says inside here, ha im hikdim meiser sheni l'rishon. If a person separates out the meiser sheni that he, like, you know, is put onto a coin, let's say, before he separates the meiser rishon, which he'll need to do on demai because he needs to isolate the trumas meiser to get it out. So, but he did it out of order. In makach klum, no big deal. Nothing happens, and like it's chal, it works, and he doesn't have to worry about not being able to do the vidui meisters and so on. Everything's fine. Now, last point of the Mishnah, it's like a new paragraph, if you will. We had said that the issue is anything that you meiser demai is restricted from as food, and we said we have a principle, of course, that we've seen a number of times, that tzicha is kashtia, that anointing it onto your skin is like drinking it. So this is the case here. It says shemen, if you have oil, and this oil is like demai oil, which means you can't use it normally, but we're going to let you use it if it's shemen hagardi, if you're a weaver, sach be'etzbosav, if he's planning on putting that oil on his fingers, in other words, then he's anointing with it, so then chayav b'demai, then it has the chivam of demai, and you have to, before you put it on your fingers, you have to remove the trumas meiser and redeem the meiser sheni onto a coin. However, if you've got demai oil, and your plan is not to put it on your fingers, but mainly v'sha sorek nosem but samar, your plan is as the sorek, as the wool comber, your plan is just to put it inside the wool, like, you know, as a conditioner to make it comb easier. So then it's not going into your body, it just uses like a you know, industrial lubricant. So then put them in a demai, since you're not eating it and not putting it on yourself like drinking it, therefore it's put from demai. So if you purchase oil from a ma'aretz, you can use it to, you know, grease up the wool as you comb. It's not a problem. You don't have to take any hafrashas first.